Welcome, everybody, to the most must-see AfterBuzz TV after show. That's right, we're talking Ms. and Mrs. Episode 4. The baby is here, and we're going to be talking all about it. Stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, we're switching it up today.
No lights.
Baby.
Yeah,
there it is. There it is. Welcome, everybody, to AfterBuzz TV Realities. Once again, we're talking about Ms. and Mrs. Switching it up. Great song, Baby Driver. Monique, have you seen it?
Yes, I did see that movie. It was cute.
Oh, I think that movie's awesome.
Really? I think guys would think it's awesome, but it was just cute to me. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was just, like, not what I thought Rotten Tomatoes gave
it. Man, it was great. I loved it. You should definitely go see it, but... Once again, welcome everybody in the live chat and watching after the fact. My name is Michael Patterson, alongside my wonderful co-host.
Hey everybody, it's Monique Loveless.
A little bit short staffed today, but right. But we still gonna have a great conversation for you guys. Just breaking down the show a little bit, we're gonna be talking about Mike and his cameras, that wacky stuff, the parental troubles between Mike and his father and Maurice and her mother. The birth of Monroe Sky, of course, what everyone was wanting to see in this episode.
Right.
We're going to be breaking down some very important news that I hope everybody has already heard, that
yes.
I'm very excited about, as well as we've got a special segment lined up. So
yes.
Stick around and check out all
How
that.
How so exciting. We finally got a special segment for you guys. Yay!
I was like halfway through the season, but it works. But...
Right, because there's only 6 episodes, right?
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Okay, yeah.
But once we get into the news, we'll see. Yeah. We've got some good news with that. But
mm-hmm.
We'll just jump right on into it now, because this episode, personally for me, is my favorite episode of the whole season.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Well, I'm not going to say this was my favorite one just yet, because we still have 2 more episodes. Mm-hmm. But it's been better through... I don't know.
You'd say it's better as it's gone on.
I think my favorite episode so far has been episode number 2 when the cake fell over
His
dad was all involved and stuff. I think that was my favorite episode. So
yeah, it's weird.
But this is great because they had the baby this episode, uh-huh. so that made it very like touching.
Yeah, because that's what's weird for me, because this is my favorite episode so far out of all of them, and a show that is rooted in comedy. This one's probably the least comedic.
Yeah,
it's the most serious, which is what I'm having a hard time wrangling with.
Really? I think there's like a serious portion of, you know, the Miz when it comes time. I like that he showed vulnerability. He showed how excited he was about becoming a dad. He was really, 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 really involved, which I really liked. I appreciate that. Like, he really loves Maurice and he really loves Monroe.
Yeah, it was
before
almost,
she even came out.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it was almost like he was a different person in this episode as well. Because right out from the first episode with that interview where they're sitting on the bench, you know, he's just this wacky kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of this episode, we see almost a more non-camera personality, Miz, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
And I really liked that. Really liked seeing that side.
It was more touching. We still got lights going on.
Hey, we like it. We like the energy.
We got a little party going on in here. But yeah, this was the time that I think we got to see him outside of his persona.
Mm-hmm.
And you hardly ever get to see that because he's always been a reality person.
Yeah.
So this is in his element, but to see him outside of this, outside of his element of reality or being in the ring or anything of that sort was really nice.
Yeah, without the professional cameras, he almost drops that kind of persona. But speaking of the cameras, we see in the beginning of the episode, Mike is rigged up in this crazy helmet, chest, phone, camera combo.
Right. It was crazy. And he kept trying to convince Maurice to get it into the birthing delivery room.
Yeah.
And she was like, hell no, like you can't.
Yeah, because
that's so distracting. And it really is. It's super distracting. And I feel like a lot of the times guys don't understand what women have to go through when it's that time.
Oh, yeah.
So I understand he wanted to get it all on camera, but I'm glad that she stood up and told him no.
Yeah, this was probably one of the first moments in the entire show so far where I haven't really agreed with the Miz and his actions.
Okay.
Because with the cake thing and wanting to save the money, like, I understand that. You know, trying to save money around here, like, it's hard living out in Los Angeles, falling on a budget.
They spend $600 at dinner, $400 at dinner. $75 is not, or $100 is not, you know, going to hurt them.
It's true. But so for, like, the majority, I can kind of agree with Miz and a lot of his antics, but I don't really know if I'm loving the fact that he's trying to bring in three cameras. And obviously we know in the end that he doesn't, but
right.
It almost seems like he kind of pushed it a little too far. Do you think?
No, not really. I mean, it's who he is. I think mm-hmm. he just tried. She knew he had good intentions. He had good intentions behind it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that he pushed the envelope too far. He knows when to be like, oh, like he knows when Maurice is like, no, like, that's not going to work. And he, you know, backs off. Speaking of, shout out to Joseph. He's in our chat.
What's up, Joseph?
He said the stress that Mike went through with Mania weekend, somehow he promised Maurice he would make it for the delivery, which he ended up doing.
Yeah, which was very abrupt. That scene was, I was, my heart was beating. And I even knew the outcome of it, but I was like nervous for them.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's. And because I saw that she was born on the 27th and WrestleMania was about a week later, under a week later. So, yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of stress for him. But.
Yeah, because she was actually in, I know we'll probably get to the end of it, but she's actually 4 days ahead of her due date. So, he was there, so that was good.
Who do you think's more stressed out, Mike or Maurice, in this situation?
It's funny because I don't really feel in either or stress. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel either one of them were stressed. I feel like they were very much prepared. I think it's one of them unknown things, especially when you're a mother for the beginning and a father in the beginning. Yeah. It's one of those unknown things where you have so many things that are rushing through your mind that you don't know what may happen in the delivery room or if your baby is going to come out okay.
Yeah,
and, you know, you have all of those.
Those what ifs.
But I think that they both had their own thing occupying their mind, mm-hmm. so they didn't really like. Neither one of them seemed stressed because she was trying to tell her mom that she couldn't be in the delivery room.
Oh yeah,
and he was trying to figure out this camera situation. Uh-huh. So it you know.
Yeah, because that's what I've always really admired about Maurice through this whole process is that throughout everything that we've seen on camera, it almost seems like she's not like she wasn't worrying about. The delivery.
Yeah, she seemed very, very calm to be a first-time mother. Like, she seemed very like, okay, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that might just be what she wanted to perceive on camera. Maybe, you know, editing-wise, she was just like, I want to, you know, it to be more of a calm. But yeah, she was very calm.
Yeah, because I think we saw the true real side of her in that situation while she was in the delivery room right before she gives birth. I mean, the body language is very obvious. It's the slumped shoulders and the kind of hunch, the nervousness. So it's good to see. I think we got to see from both the characters in this episode their more non-camera persona. Their non-camera, yeah. non-wrestling persona, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. which was nice. But one of the next parts in the episode that we got to see that was very interesting for me that I didn't expect to see in this series at all was kind of this parental drama between Mike and his father and Marjo and Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
And what was especially interesting was Mike and his father, there was kind of this rift between them where Mike almost seems like he didn't think his father gave him enough attention.
Right, or he wasn't, I would say he felt like maybe his father wasn't as proud of him as he should be because he was saying that, you know, his favorite wrestler was The Rock and all of these things that I think tough mm-hmm. parents kind of do. Because my mom, she's a tough one. So I think tough parents will talk about you to other people but won't say it to your face. So it kind of throws you off, like, you question it sometimes, like, are you really proud of me?
Yeah.
Are you really in tune to what I'm doing? Like, I tell you these things, but I never hear it from you. And I feel like that's where he was kind of going with that. But as you see, when he gets back home, everybody's like, oh my gosh. And he's telling everybody about him in the bar and stuff.
Got the mural.
Shout out to Ohio, because that's where I'm from. I'm an Ohioan. So yeah, it's different back home.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, even if you're doing something on a smaller scale, like a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you're doing this.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of pride in that state and in that city especially.
Yes, it definitely is. I can't say that much. Like, you do grow up with a lot of pride. And sometimes it's not the best, but yes, because it's so, like, I want to say it's smaller than most. So even though he's from Cleveland, it's still kind of a very, like, everyone knows everyone type situation in mm-hmm. your town. So I don't know. I felt like his dad really, you know, I mean, he's like a celeb. I mean, he is a celebrity, yeah. but he's like a really a celebrity to their town. Yeah. And his dad eventually shows him that.
So you didn't find anything even a little bit odd that his father says his favorite professional wrestler is The Rock?
No, no. Because I don't see the point in him saying, oh, my favorite professional wrestler is you. Like, that could be a lie. He really likes The Rock, but you're his son.
But it'd be good for your ego.
So, I'm not, a parent is not there to boost your ego.
No?
No. I don't think your parents...
You don't need your parents to gas you up? I love when my parents gas me up.
After a certain age, you shouldn't have to gas your kids
okay,
up.
Okay, okay. I was like, he is 37, so...
Yeah, after a certain age, that makes sense. They know.
Well, and that's what I found kind of interesting, too, about this episode, is that it almost seems like if that is truly how Miz felt, this kind of insecurity, it almost seems weird that he still has this insecurity 10 years into the industry, because I mean, he's already past, not past his prime, because I think he's doing very well for himself right now, but mm-hmm. he's, you know, 6 years removed from his WWE title run.
Mm-hmm.
And he still holds this kind of insecurity out there. I found that kind of odd.
Really? Do you believe he really holds that insecurity, or was that just for the camera?
I think deep down he might.
I don't think he does.
I think it is a little played up for the camera, because there has to be that drama.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I think he's a very confident person. I don't think that he is arrogant or a narcissist or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's confident in what he is capable of doing. I don't think there's really any insecurities there. Like he tried to play off that there was. Mm-hmm. I think he finds it funny that his dad does that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it hurts his ego. Because like he said, when he goes home, like everybody is like, he's like, I got to go see all my dad's friends. Uh-huh. Like everybody needs an autograph and a picture and stuff. So he knows that it's there. I don't think he feels any insecurities.
Well, and I think with his ego too, it gets boosted by signing all those autographs and those meet and greets, because...
Yeah, it makes you feel good. It does really make you feel good. So, yeah.
Which, speaking of feeling good, we've got a great way for everyone at home watching and listening to this to feel good about themselves.
Definitely.
And some great content.
So, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now down below and for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of talk.
Yeah, thank you guys once again. I'm loving the support in the comments for this show and on other after shows as well. I read all that kind of stuff. So if you guys are commenting, giving us feedback, I appreciate that. Thank you. As well as our people in the live chat every week.
Dedicated. Yes,
I was like, I want to hear from you guys specifically in the live chat. What do you guys think about Miz's insecurity? Like, do you guys think that there's insecurity there? Because I'm still a little convinced that there's a little tinge there.
Just a little bit.
But so on the flip side of Mike and his father, we have Maryse and Marjo in their own kind of arc, and we see Maryse doesn't necessarily feel, I don't know about comfortable is the right word,
mm-hmm.
with Marjo being there, which I've obviously never been in a delivery room, mm-hmm. that kind of situation. But I feel like it's a little odd not having your mother there. Do you agree?
No, I don't think so. I think the only... I think if you don't have the father around, then yes, you would mm-hmm. want your family or your mother in the room. But if you have the father around, then I think it is more of like a sacred space.
Yeah,
like if just... anything goes wrong, she knows that he'll call, you know, Marjo right away. But for the most part, I think it was an okay decision. I think it was fine not to have anybody else in your ear. You're going to have so much stuff going on. Like, you don't want everybody in your ear to do this or to do that yeah. or, you know, woosah this or breathe this. You know, mm-hmm. you already got the nurses and the doctors, and the only other person that you really need is your
yeah. I mean, because
husband.
I can agree with that, but at the same time, there's a camera. At least it seemed like there was a camera crew in there.
It looked like there was a camera crew in there, maybe. Well, yeah, because when they pulled out the baby, they kind of showed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there might have been a camera crew in there, which could also be the reason why she didn't want her mom in there.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Marjo is a personality boy. And when the cameras are there, I think she's like, the fun.
You don't want to worry about her taking over the spotlight necessarily.
Well, not even that. I think she just needs to be focused. And I think even with the camera crew, it might have been a camera crew, or it might just been somebody with a camera in there.
Well, because Mike had a camera.
Yeah.
Mike had a phone camera. But there were some shots.
And they can edit that into the footage.
Yeah, well, but there seemed like there were some shots that were professionally shot, you know, by something that's not an iPhone camera, even though iPhone cameras are, like, crazy good nowadays.
Well, he had all this camera equipment, so yeah. who knows what he really took into there uh-huh. that they could have edited the shots into the actual clip. So he could have had his camera was nice. He didn't have no iPhone camera that he was trying to take in there.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what he really had. But for the most part, I think that it was kind of like a sacred thing for them.
Okay. I want to know what you think about the scene where Maurice kind of bribed Marjo with the purse, because to me, this was the funniest part of the whole episode. And it really seemed like this was kind of the only part of the episode where I physically laughed out loud. Like, not just a chuckle. Like, I thought it was hilarious when she gives her the bag and then goes, okay, I won't be in the delivery room.
So now I need shoes.
You gotta get me some matching shoes.
Right, like, right.
that kind of moment.
Right, that was super funny. I think that she's super funny about that. But she was so honest.
Yeah.
She's getting them shoes, honey. She is getting those shoes.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
But I thought it was... funny. I just thought it was a way of her kind of trying to put the icing on the cake, like, oh, you know, this is the situation. But I think it would have been something that I probably would have done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised by that scene, though, because they kind of built up this conversation as being such a conflict, you know, and then it gets to it. She gets the bag. They're at dinner or lunch, whatever. And she kind of just goes, I don't really feel comfortable with you being in the room. And she just accepts it.
Well, that's what the bag came in handy for.
Yeah.
Because she can't really get mad at this. She just opened up a present and then, you know, Maurice hits her with this. And now she can't really be like, throw the purse to the floor and be like, oh my gosh, no. And then also, again, as a mother, you can't really be mad at their decision. They are the parents. So it is their decision. But like, I feel like her saying, well, you're going to have to get me matching shoes for this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was her way of saying, I'm pissed right now.
Yeah.
Because when she said it at first, she said no when they were, like, in the kitchen or something. She's like, no. Like, she was like, well, we want to kind of be in the room by ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I felt kind of odd, because the show kind of presented this conflict as this being, like, a big kind of deal. And then it turned out to kind of not really be that big of a deal, which I think was a little bit of a miss. But you're right. If the bag may have been the diffusing factor in all of this.
Right, right.
So that makes sense. I mean, because I don't know the price of luxury bags, but it seemed like a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, her Louis Vuitton was real because it was in the box in the bag. and it's Maurice. Like, we know she's not going to do anything fake. So it was, I want to say that tote was probably closer to 1,000 range, maybe 1,500 range.
Yeah. So that's no joke.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a nice gift.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a nice little segment. It it kind of teased the drama, didn't really give us a ton, but it was nice. But we really got the drama during the delivery of the birth of Monroe Sky. Obviously, we know now she's about 4 months old now. She was born on March 27th. This moment was very, very cool of this show. Because like I mentioned in the beginning, it's this comedy show, mm-hmm. but we got really tender here.
Yeah.
And we got a monologue from Mike before he got in to the actual delivery part.
Right.
And I was very taken aback by it.
Yeah.
You really got to see that other side of him, that very tender side. You know, you want to talk about that off-wrestling, off-camera persona, that's it right there. Because you see him as such this funny kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
and here he is, not funny at all, very serious. And I don't think I've ever seen him kind of get emotional like that. Have you?
Well, you know, I used to watch The Real World, so I've seen
yeah.
him in a different light uh-huh. there, too. But not that I can remember. I thought this was really sweet. I think that it's really nice to have those type of moments so that when you show them to your child, like, they know, like, yeah. you know. So I thought that was really sweet. But then again, there was his camera. He talked to that camera.
Yeah.
And they edit the footage in there. So I don't know if there was an actual, like, team in the room.
Professional crew in there.
Yeah. I think that he might have had a camera. Like, he at least had one camera in that room for himself.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that they probably edited that footage. Because to me, it didn't really look professional. Mm-hmm. Like, when they held the baby up and stuff like that. Yeah, it didn't.
You can kind of just tell based on the image quality. But yeah, with this part, it was so emotional that it almost seemed like this was... It felt like a season finale. Did you kind of feel that way? Like, with this whole... Because to me, the show kind of seems centered around this pregnancy.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that seemed more like a season finale. I think that's because that's how they usually do it in yeah. shows, is that this is more of a season finale type situation. But we only have, like, what, two more episodes?
Two more episodes.
So now, since we all see them in the limelight, and we always see little Monroe in mm-hmm. the limelight, I think they just kind of want to see how it is kind of after the fact.
Yeah, it kind of caught me off guard, because I almost had to, like, double check to make sure that there were two more episodes left. Because
right.
I was just watching this, and it seemed very... like, wrapping up in a way. And I kind of feel that this should have been the end of the season. Like, there should have been maybe a little bit more filler. This should have been the end. This was the payoff. So I'm very intrigued to see where they're going with this. Do you have an idea of where you think they're going to go next?
Probably following more of the Miz, like how it is in this life. Because they're really just following their hectic life and what goes on. So I'm thinking that they are going to be following how more hectic it has gotten since they've become parents.
Yeah.
So I feel like that'll be the two episodes. Like, how hectic. Like, you know how people say, well, I want to get a nanny or this or that. Yeah. Showing that side of things.
Yeah, because the next episode, kind of on topic with predictions here. So, but the next episode is called Road Trip Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that makes it seem like we're finally getting to the move.
Yeah, that could be it too, which I'm curious. I have not heard Maurice really say anything. Like, she's an LA girl. She loves LA. She's an LA girl. Is she really okay with moving to Texas? Is this something that she really wants to do? Is she really feeling this?
I honestly think so, because it seems to me that their relationship's very 50-50 in a way, where they're such strong personalities, I don't really think anything happens without both of them agreeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't know.
I'm waiting for, like, pictures or videos.
I'm waiting for her to be like, this is not something that I really wanted to do, but maybe I wanted to raise my child. Because, you know, raising a child in L.A. is totally different than raising a child somewhere else. Like, I'm... sorry, you know, y'all Californians who are from here, but I love being from somewhere else. I love being able to grow up somewhere else. So I think it's a great move, but I feel like The Miz had to convince her of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she was all the way sold.
Well, and maybe we'll see. I mean, who knows? We've got an hour worth of content. Yeah,
I'm hoping that they get more into that. So if they're going to do the move, that's cool. But I want them to really delve in, because she hasn't really. So she's like, we're going to Texas. Like, that's all she ever said. Yeah. She's not like, we're going to raise a family.
We're going to Texas. Yes. Yeah.
Like, we're going to raise a family. We got a bomb house. Like, I'm excited. She hasn't said none of that.
And I think it might be a little bit intentional, because as we discussed on one of the earlier episodes, is that they were having trouble with privacy out in Los Angeles. And so maybe we're not seeing so much of them now because they're trying to stay private.
I don't know how she's going to, but...
But we'll see. But that road trip mania, that's something... I think the mania part's intentional. I think it wants to talk about WrestleMania, which is what I really want to see. Because that back behind the scenes WrestleMania stuff, and there, even WWE puts out documentaries about behind the scenes of WrestleMania, and it's fascinating. If you have WWE Network and you've seen the WWE 24 documentaries, for you guys at home, definitely check them out. But yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. But so that's the episode for now. And we've got some very good news about this show as well moving forward that Monique, I know you've been looking into.
Right. News.
I love this sound drop so much.
I know. This is our news segment, and I'm going to be your news reporter for the day. And even though this episode was lower, y'all can't see. So even though this episode ended up being lower than the rest of the episodes, it still came in at 1.1 million. It's really 1,162 people who, from last week, they're down 63,000 viewers for this episode. Mm-hmm. Although they are down, USA has basically renewed. They ordered 14 more episodes starting in 2019. So we're going to get more of them being parents, their hectic life, what they're going to be going through in Houston, and all the good juices. And then, so we're excited for that, right?
I've been waiting for this drop to happen all season.
Super excited.
Yeah, it almost seems like this was kind of just a tester to see the waters if people actually wanted to see this kind of content. And obviously it's done very well. I think I looked at the release. It's got something like 1.7 million average viewers.
So speaking of that, that's what I was going to add into the news. It actually turns out that they are the top unscripted launch in the last 7 years of the USA Network.
Yeah.
So the first three episodes averaged out to be 1.7 million viewers of their show. So they're pretty much kicking butt.
Which is huge for that network.
Yes.
Which is very good to see.
The last 7 years, this is the highest they've ever had.
Since Tough Enough, I believe. Yeah.
An unscripted show. So I think this was a great move for them to be on this network instead of like E! Or the following up of Total Bellas, Total Divas type situation. So yes, they ended up ordering 14 more episodes. So we will be back in 2019, guys.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. I really want to see. I mean, obviously we haven't gotten to the end of the season, but I know
they're still involved with the WWE as far as Bunham and Murray still does this. So I think it's going to continue to be a show after show after show. So Total Divas is coming back on the 19th of September, which is next month. Aren't we so excited, guys? And then Total Bellas renewed a season. And then, you know, they kind of have to follow each other so that you can keep a flow and watch everything.
Flow back content, Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, how exciting. And that wraps up our news for today. Your news reporter is out.
There we go. I was like, we don't even need a degree. We've got it. We got news right here. But
right.
Yeah. This announcement doesn't really come as a surprise so much to me, but it is definitely a good thing, I think, not only for USA but for WWE as well, because I think this allows more content to be created around professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
Because with Total Divas, I'm not going to knock Total Divas, but that's not everyone's cup of tea. You know, not
totally understandable. Because I don't, honestly, I don't, and a lot of our viewers know this, I don't watch a lot of the wrestling stuff. But the reason why I have gotten onto this is because of Total Divas. Mm-hmm. And
it hits a different demographic than pro wrestling.
All of
these,
I think, hit a different demographic, as you just pointed out rightly. I think each one hits a different demographic. Which is
cool. So it's good. It it makes me wonder now if we're going to be seeing this kind of content, but of different couples or of different people in the future, because I always love seeing that behind the scenes kind of stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, we're waiting on.
I know we had her in the studio last year for Total Divas was Trinity. We're waiting on their show, her and John.
Like that would be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So we talked about that. If you haven't watched that episode, make sure you go back last year for Total Divas and catch up before this one returns. But yeah, I think they should continue to do that because they're kind of branching out of just the in-ring stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's good, but it's also bad because I'm already watching like 6 hours of WWE content a week. Now I've got that. I've got this show. I've got Total Bellas, Total Divas.
Right.
I don't even know where I'm going to find the time to all this, but it's definitely a good thing. Even though I'm probably not going to have a life and I have to watch all of the WWE programming, but that's fine. But moving on now into our last segment of the show, something I'm very excited about right here. It is a special segment that we like to call "This Is Awesome."
Right.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is one of my favorite things in professional wrestling right now, is that he's just carried this whole awesome thing for years now at this point. It's awesome. But so a little bit more about what we're going to be doing in this segment is we're going to be going through our, I guess, essentially favorite moments of the episode, the most awesome moments of the episode. So I'll start off with you first. What is your favorite awesome moment of this episode?
I think the most awesome moment in this episode was when he went home and they had that mural for him where it said "Home Miz." Mm-hmm. Because I'm from Ohio, I'm gonna say it again, everybody already knows, but you know, we gotta rep when we can, because there are amazing people from Ohio. But I thought that was like one of the most awesome moments. And then also another awesome moment was when Maurice gave her mom that bag.
I agree. That was going to be one of mine.
Yeah, that was an awesome moment. So, yeah.
Yeah, I really liked the bag moment because, like I said earlier, the only true moment that made me laugh out loud in this episode.
And right.
It's becoming a trend now where all of those moments seem to involve Marjo.
Right.
Which She's is just character. Fantastic. She's my favorite. She's my favorite character in the whole show.
But, yeah, she's definitely a character.
But so I liked those, especially the mural. The mural was great too. But my favorite moment of this whole episode was Miz's monologue. Because I really like the getting past the facade of people. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone on TV or in these kind of situations kind of puts up this front that's like who they are, mm-hmm. but we don't really get to see that vulnerable kind of person.
Yeah.
And seeing this side of him, that's real life.
Yeah.
You know, that's not scripted.
But that lets you know also that he's not insecure about who he is as a man, so...
Which is really great. We need more of that, honestly.
I definitely felt like that was an awesome moment, too, because he was, you know, giving his daughter a video love letter type mm-hmm. situation.
I'm sure she'll see that as she gets older and
we'll
really appreciate that.
Right,
but
definitely.
I was like, that's what we find awesome in this episode, but definitely let us know what you guys think of the awesome episode or points in this episode. There's a lot of them. I was like, we can get a little debate going on, because like I think that part, that monologue with Miz, is the best. But we'll see. I want to know what you guys think. But
him being at home.
Oh yeah, definitely. But that's all we've got pretty much for tonight. A little bit of a shorter show because it's just the two of us. But we'll be back next week, definitely same time, same day, same time. AfterBuzz TV Realities. Two episodes left.
Right.
I'm a little sad, honestly.
What are some of the things you're looking forward to seeing?
I want to see the move. I mentioned that in the first episode. I thought, for our first after show, that I thought that we were going to see more of the move. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I was wrong the first time. Hopefully I'm not wrong this time.
Right. I think that'll be included. But I do want to see, like, their hectic life with getting this baby. And now he's going to have WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
So how all this craziness is going to go. But...
Definitely. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching it. I hope you guys are looking forward to watch it as well. Definitely check out our after show again. Love the support. But for now, once again, I'm your host, Michael Patterson. You can find me on Twitter at MikePatNews, MikePatNews. Like we talked about last week, SummerSlam is coming up on Sunday, and I'm super excited for that. Lots of great matches. I'll be tweeting all about that. So you can join in on that conversation. Where can we find you, Monique?
You can find me everywhere on Miss Mo Loveless, and that's M-S Mo Loveless. And also make sure you tune in to our last episode on Monday at 8 p.m. for the Shades of Blue. And yes, WrestleMania is this Sunday. So I know you guys will be tuned in. It'll be something that hopefully when the whole round table comes back, we'll be able to.
It'll be great. We'll definitely discuss that. I know Anissa's passionate about the storyline. So always love talking to her about wrestling. But for now, we'll see you guys later. Hope to see you guys next week. Bye, everybody. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.